It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Back here on the Average Joe's Sports Show, 90.9 The Light WQLU from our DeMoss Hall studios. Denton, I told you we were going to have some more Washington, D.C. infused music.
Finally.
Do you know what this is?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot. It sounds
I hope you know what this is, Gabe. This is Troop 41.
Oh, this is the John Wall song.
So I went to school with these guys.
Yeah. Wait, you went to school with these guys too?
Yep, yep.
How many people did you go to school with?
Yes, I went to school with. They all went to the same school.
Did you go to school with Wale too?
So I actually, actually filmed this video.
What?
Something if you really want to know.
Really?
Wait, hold on, a cool fact.
Yeah. If you want to know a cool fact, I filmed this video.
Really?
Yep.
I used to watch this video all the time.
Yeah, I was like, I think we were sophomores in high school when this came out. Yep.
This was our broadcasting class.
Oh, so you filmed this in high school?
Yep.
What?
Yep. Dang, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, so this was a banger. We all they had Troop 41 at concerts. Crazy to think. So I was in Orlando last weekend and
hold on. The guys, this is Gabe Henderson. He's from Liberty Football, Liberty Club Sports. All right, continue.
So I was in Orlando last weekend, and Troop 41, two of the guys, it's three guys, they moved to Orlando. So
I was going
to
say they're still around?
Yeah. They actually have a production company in Orlando. So they're making moves as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
so
glad to be here today, though.
So Gabe, you grew up in what, Washington, D.C.?
I grew up in Raleigh, born and raised in Raleigh.
In Raleigh, okay.
Yep,
Raleigh. Okay, so you grew up in Raleigh.
Yep.
And you went to high school.
Yep.
With Troop 41.
Yep.
And John Wall.
Yep.
Anybody else?
Oh, man.
That's famous? Man.
I can't think of anybody off the
top
of my head.
All right, so.
Well, you, of course.
Yeah, and yourself.
Oh, no,
And yourself. Yes. So you played football for Liberty for 4 years. You wide receiver up there with PD senior year. You guys got to go to the playoffs. We all know that, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now you're working for Club Sports, and you get to travel around a lot, which is why we haven't been able to have you on the show. But you're here now, so we have you now. But I want to find out a little bit more about this whole Troop 41 thing. So was it four guys? Three guys.
We all grew up together. So I've known these guys since maybe 5 years old.
So why weren't you in Troop 41? It could have been Troop 42.
I can't rap. I can't rap. So they put the crazy thing is, so Troop 41, they put their ages together. So however you can do the math. So at that time, I guess they were like 13.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not going to do the math, but it's 41. So
what are they now? Like Troop 85?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was like, do you guys change your name every year? Or like, how do we do this? But they're a good group of guys.
Wow. That's great. So, found in Raleigh, North Carolina, 2005. There you go. All right. So, in addition to going to school with them, you did go to school with John Wall, and that's why I played that song. Mm-hmm. So, how have you and John Wall really kept up the relationship? What was it like going, playing? And I'm sure he played, basketball all throughout life. Did you ever play a lot with him? How close were you guys, and what was the vibe growing up?
So, we played a few pickup games before. I remember the first time I ever played John one-on-one. It was at his house. I was in eighth grade. And this was before he was about 5'5 at this time, and John grew probably 8 inches his last 2 years of high school. But anyways, I was guarding him, and he was like, "Hey, I'm gonna make 10 shots in a row." And fair enough, he shot 10 shots in his in his parking lot and hit all 10 in a row. And I was like, "You know, this guy's gonna be good. He's gonna be really good." So
we had
a pretty good relationship. He was just short. It was crazy. Nobody really knows that, but John Wall was like really short growing up, and he hit a growth spurt in high school. And it was like, hey, this guy, he's going to be something special. And that's all she wrote. You look at him now. He's playing with the Wizards. Hopefully they'll get a big win tonight and, go from there. So
what is it like being a guy that you played him when he was 5'5", and now he has transitioned into the best point guard in the Eastern Conference? Anybody who says otherwise, I question their intelligence. And, quite possibly the best point guard in the NBA, just the way he's playing in the playoffs right now. What has it been like to watch that transition?
It's been crazy, but the thing is, John is still the same person that I knew 10 years ago that he is today. He has the same character, same, attitude, personality. He's not cocky. He's just the same guy. And just to see his game just transform, his jump shot to get better, I guess that's the route that we're going to see, his jump shot get better and him become more confident in this game. It's just like, as a friend, just sitting back and watching, it's just like, bro, this is crazy. Like, I'll shoot him a text, I'm like, yo, like, You're getting good, man. It's just like, thanks.
Because I remember back in the rookie year, he was so fast.
Oh, yeah.
And now every time he does the crossover at the top of the key into that little mm-hmm. fadeaway, and now he hits it every single time. I expect it to go in whenever right. he pulls that move out.
Yeah, he's become more consistent. I think that's the big thing. He's just become more consistent. He's always had the speed, always had the handles. But the big thing was just like his mid-range game. He's never going to be a three-point shooter, mm-hmm. no matter how many times he shoots three-point shots. That's never going to be in his repertoire. So the fact that he's become consistent with that elbow jumper is just phenomenal.
And he will dunk on you. Dennis,
with the left hand.
Yeah, always left. Always with the left.
Talking here with Gabe Henderson, former Liberty football player on the Average Joe Sports Show. So you played, what brought you to Liberty here to play football? So John goes to Kentucky, mm-hmm. and then you come here. How'd you get into playing football when he was playing basketball? And what brought you to... be under the lights here and things like this, and we actually still have this on the computer.
I got one question for you.
Didn't your mom
not the first
tell
part though?
You shouldn't play with fire.
So what brought you here,
man? It was a divine direction. You know, it was all God. Just being here out of high school. Long story short, I was a quarterback in high school, and then when you were doing my introductions in the beginning, I was like, man, we got to break this ice. We got to talk about how I wasn't good enough to play quarterback at Liberty, so they moved me to receiver. So that was I came here as a quarterback, and just being here, I just knew this was home when I came for my official visit. I was already committed to Kent State.
Wow, really?
I committed to Kent State coming out of high school my junior year, and then I came here for an official, and I was like, I'm not coming to Liberty. Like, it's a Christian school. I don't know anything about it. And then once I came on campus, it was just
– yeah. And Same thing happened to me.
Really? And you know, so Ed, here we are. You guys know Ed Gomes, the team chaplain?
Oh, yeah. So, do you know him, Denton?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Funny story. I'll try to make it quick. So when I came for my official, never met this guy in my life. I came up here with my family. We went to O'Charley's for a dinner.
Love O'Charley's. Did you go Wednesday? Free pie.
I don't know. This was back in 2009.
Oh, good times, man.
I don't know if
2009.
Yeah,
good times.
It might have been old Charlie's first. Yeah.
They were just Charlie's back then.
Yeah, it was O's. But anyways, we were sitting in a booth seat, and Coach Gomes, never met my brother, never met any of us. He reached over the booth behind me and stuck his fork in my brother's food and ate it and walked away. Yeah. I was like, this is home.
That is something that he would totally do.
I was like, this is home. And he's been the same person since that day. And that's why Coach Gomes is the glue of the Liberty football program.
Oh, I would absolutely. I've met the guy a couple of times. I just met him recently. I wish I'd met him earlier. Wish I'd had him on the show, to be honest. That would have been hilarious. I interviewed him for a project, and he was able to tell me a lot about the formation of Liberty Athletics.
Oh, yeah.
Which he's been here for a lot of that. But no, he's a great guy. Yeah. So once you got here to the team, I know it's easy to say, talk about some memories. You guys really start, and did you win all four, Big South? You got four rings from when you were here?
Yep. I was blessed to get four, and
there you go.
That was the last one meant the most because we made playoffs. So
yeah.
That's really the only one when people ask how many rings I got, I just say I have one because that's the only one that meant anything.
Where were you then when that happened? I talk about a lot where I was, and I certainly know where Gabe was. Where were you when they won, Liberty beat Coastal to go to the playoffs for the first time?
I was sitting in my basement, and it was on ESPN3, so I had my laptop hooked up.
Yeah,
I had
my phone.
And it was lagging a little bit.
Okay.
But for the block, it didn't lag. And I just jumped up, and I was just screaming. And my dad ran downstairs like, "You guys just win." And I was like, "Yeah, we did."
Awesome. Yeah, my grandparents, who like can't hear or don't know, and they have like dial-up internet. Like, they don't know what's going on. Me and my mom were watching it on my phone, and like when they blocked it, I like went crazy. And they're like, "What's going on?"
What? Yeah. That game was crazy.
Yeah.
That game was insane.
Would that be like the number one moment for you?
Easily. Easily, okay. By far the number one moment. Right. And then, I don't want to talk too soon, but the JMU was probably the second best moment. Getting that first win on the road, in-state rival. They call us their little brother. So just to overcome
that. Did you guys get heckled when you went to that game at all?
Yeah, the most generic sound that I saw a fan was holding them, "Give me Liberty or give me death," and they was wow. like, "I'll take death."
Well, that's like
so creative.
That's like when terrible. Presbyterian comes, they always make signs that say Presbyterian was predestined to lose. That never gets old, but I just so hokey.
Yeah, it was a great year that year. That was the best team that personally I've been on, and the fact that we all gelled together, and even though we had those five losses, it was a great year, probably the best year in school history.
I was watching that game with one of my friends who goes to JMU. So yeah. I had two real great back-to-back weeks following the Coastal win and the JMU win. And we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. I want to get your thoughts on this. A couple weeks ago, NCAA has now eliminated two-a-day practices. Yeah. As a former player, are you for or against the two-a-days?
I think it's soft. I mean, two-a-days is what make...
Hold on.
Oh, you got to save that.
You said it, not me.
Yeah, it's
all right. You need to get those WWE sounds.
You gotta have... I mean, the fact that they won't let you work out or anything like that... I mean, I understand if you're having a two-and-a-half-hour football practice and then you go to the swimming pool for this two-a-day. I mean, I understand that, but at the same time, you just take it all away. It's like, hey, like, you got to make football great again, man.
There you go.
So, I think... Teams will have to, well, they have no choice but to adjust to it. And I know, like, you know, NCAA D2 teams, they've already been doing it. So the fact that, you know, NCAA D1AA teams have to adjust to that, that'll be a big transition. So coaches just will have to be more creative in trying to, you know, monitor their practice time as well with, you know, swimming. That's one big thing that teams do in the offseason.
So they swim.
They swim.
That's great, because I was a swimmer. I love swimming.
You look like a swimmer, man.
I do. You're the first person to tell me that. Everybody always looks to me and be like, you don't look like a swimmer.
Hey, I'm here for 5 minutes.
There you go. No, I actually took a swim class this past semester.
Really?
I had like an elective credit. They have a one-credit kinesio. You can take softball, football. They have like all these sports classes.
Wow.
But I took swimming. And it was so much fun.
Did you get an A?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got an A. Yeah. But I don't know, man, it was tough. We used to swim like 3,000-4,000 yards when I was in high school. I couldn't even swim like, a mile without being tired. Like, I'd get out of the pool and like, it's because, like, I thought I ate bad then.
Oh.
Wait till you are an adult.
Or wait till you get out the pool. You'll eat good then.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
Yeah. So what you've been doing with club sports right now, that's where you're working and you travel around. I know, what have you gone to Florida and you've gone to Colorado and you've gone to, you were in Ohio for following the lacrosse team. How was the travel with those guys?
It was fun. Lacrosse is by far my favorite sport at Liberty. I mean, of course football is, but lacrosse is by far the favorite club sport. Just being with those guys is the closest thing to football, in my opinion, in the club sports realm. But just being in club sports is just fun. I mean, people are easygoing. People have fun. Like, not too many things to worry about because everybody has fun with their job. So I enjoy it. I love it there. You know, being in the hockey rink, you know, we stay cold over there. So
there you go,
being able to work hockey. I didn't know any – funny story. I didn't know that Liberty had a club sports department when I played football. Like, I didn't have, there was, you know, the ice ring building right there. I was like, you know, what is that building right there? Every time I drove from football practice, I'm like, what's that building? What is that building on the left?
And they try to keep it a little separate, you know?
Yeah. And fair enough, that was the ice rink. So just being in club sports is definitely a blessing. And being able to broaden my horizons and learn more about other sports that I had no clue about.
There you go. Well, we thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
You talk about club sports.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't do the D. Oh, how about this? The D4 game. Remember the D4 game?
We didn't do it this year,
you
man.
You didn't do it. So what the D4 game is we have three divisions of hockey here at Liberty University. The staff of club sports created a fourth division for charity to raise money for D1's trip to Southeast Asia.
Yep.
You guys went out there on the ice, man.
That was fun.
And you were there, too. You were on the ice, right?
That was fun.
That was fun, right? Yeah, that must have been a fun moment, D4 game.
Our line scored 3 goals.
And you got on SportsCenter for that game.
Really?
Yeah, you did. You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. Webby.
Yeah.
Webby did
did the little dance, and he got on SportsCenter. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm not sure if we're going to do it this year, but maybe next year.
Yeah, that was certainly fun, though. But that just shows some of the shenanigans you guys have over at Club Sports.
We have fun. That's Kirk Candy, who's the...
Oh, he's friend of the show, man. Really? He's come on this show a couple of times. He brought his kids in last time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's a great guy.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Lets us have fun. All the guys, we're just boys over there. That's what it felt like. Just boys.
It's a boys' club. You walk in, it smells like a boys' club.
Yep.
Yeah. Feels like a boys' club.
Yeah. And today's Saturday, so it's for the boys.
Yeah, Saturday's for the boys.
Oh, wow. The first Barstool reference we've ever had on
Like I said, I'm here for 5 minutes.
There you go, man. Well, we thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.